And hello, Kitchen Waterloo. It's the Swing Jazz and Blues Show, and it is October the 25th, and this is episode number 69. Folks, we got just another outstanding, great show tonight. I have such great guests. Mr. Jeff Benoit and Ms. Anne Siktesh are here, and we're going to talk about swing and blues and New Orleans and whatever else we can talk about. How y'all doing tonight?
Very good, very good. How are you? Can you even tell if we're on?
Yeah, the meters are going, and that's okay. Fine. You just all keep speaking up, and that's just about right there.
Hey, and you said my name right. Awesome.
Yeah. After all these months, I finally got it right.
It's tricky.
Yeah, but it's doable. For sure. So you had a good time in New Orleans?
Absolutely. That's been already a little while already. But that was at the end of September, and a bunch of us actually from Waterloo, including some Hamilton people, we went to New Orleans, and we had a bunch of fun. So it was our second time for a lot of us. First time for some people in Toronto, and overall, the group that came from Southwestern Ontario was quite big. It was awesome. Not as big as Montreal.
Yeah.
They were huge. Them and Seoul, Korea were like the two biggest represented areas there. So there's definitely a lot of Canadians.
The Canadians are taking over New Orleans.
Yes, absolutely.
It's the French Quarter part. It's
yeah.
Any new music? Did you hear? So hear bands or any new tunes you haven't heard at all?
There was a couple of small bands that were new, but in general, it was good to see the same bands that we saw the first time around, because since then we picked up their CDs and been playing their music, and then we get to see them again live. So, for example, Paul Bano Bug Stompers was at the One Bar DBA on the last night, and that was something a lot of people are looking forward to. And everyone's like, you gotta go to this, because they're that great. And they play some of the songs from their CDs, and like, people went nuts. Like, they're way bigger than they were last year. So all the power to them.
Yeah, it's amazing when you get out there and the swing scene actually picks up on bands, and the bands that people like tend to suddenly get incorporated in and go everywhere.
Yeah.
I know we went, I think, were you there when we went to Swing Out New Hampshire and Candelosi Cards? I think it was.
Was that when their first...
It was the first time they went to Swing Out New Hampshire, and then from there, they went everywhere. So
I've seen their name on lots of playlists. Like, we look at the Exchange websites, and they list the bands, and the Candelosi Cards are on there.
Yeah. So to see a band that starts out and plays the first time around to come back and play the second term, and suddenly everyone knows, and yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, they're based in New Orleans, so now everyone who's outside of it has now, like, either got their CD or has heard them, and then
and they will travel.
Yeah, exactly.
They will travel now.
So, and by chance, did you have any of their music on your...
I do.
Play us for light and a few songs for us?
New songs? Well, there's songs I haven't played in a while, because, I mean, they have the same CDs out. I think Palmetto Bug Stompers was about to have a new CD out soon. I'll have to check up on that. They were saying, you know, keep stuff in mind.
Well, so, we always like to hear the music that other people are playing and listening to, so I'm glad you're able to bring that along, because we'd like to hear some of those tunes later on tonight.
Sure.
So, folks, we're going to probably just... you got something tuned up there by any chance right now? Which one of you guys is ready to play something? And we'll.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. I can start with the song that actually everyone went nuts over. I personally also was just like, also, this is also...
She's all set for this. It's like, she's been here before. She knows.
that's true.
And it took me, like, I have 5 songs here, and I'm like, maybe I could play those if, you know, Jeff asks. And we can...
See, she did know.
That's perfect. You're the best.
While eating my dinner, I thought of you. Well, I got prepared.
Tell us what that song is, and then you can press go, and we'll listen to that.
Sure. It's called Moan You Moaners by Palmetto Bug Stompers. Just kind of a very relaxed tune, and kind of incorporates a lot of the atmosphere of New Orleans in general. There are fast-paced songs, but it's kind of the slightly slower ones, kind of the mid-tempo that you kind of tend to enjoy.
Oh, that sounds like a Waterloo. Classic Waterloo.
Yes, yes. That's true, actually. It's also when it's much later in the evening, too, and you're like, nah, I'm not going to do, like, Charleston stuff.
Another classic Waterloo.
That's true. Well, that's good.
Apparently, I'm learning the ways.
Yeah, she has become steeped in the ways of Waterloo.
I've become a good apprentice. You've been a good good, was a teacher.
And here we got the head teacher from...
Yes, that's true.
Jeff Benoit here tonight, so we look forward to his selections, too. And so what are y'all doing for Halloween? Anything happening?
Well, there's the Hamilton dance, but I'm not sure what school dictate. I don't know about you, Jeff, but...
No idea. That's like a whole week away.
So. Okay, let's play that song, Ann. You want to press the go button and we'll listen.
Go ahead.
He, you sinners, hear my call. Satan waiting for you all. You better get your souls washed white. Better see the light. Amen. There's a fiery furnace down below. If you ain't right, down you go. To original hot brimstone. Set yourself right into moan. To get down on your knees, let the good Lord hear your plea. If you want to be rest at ease, moan you moaners, put your head way down and pray. Let your soul be saved today, and the devil will be cast away. Moan you moaners. Singing hallelujah, blood of the Lamb, let your voices rise. Hear me talking to you, I ain't got time to stand. If you wanna make it up to paradise, repent without a doubt, and let the good Lord hear your shout.
Yeah.
The devil will be cast on out. Moan you moaner. Cast on out, born you. a thrill. And when you caught my eye, my heart stood still, yeah. Once again I see you and feel that old yearning. And I do, the spark of love was still.
Hi, this is Martin Hansen from Waterloo, and you're listening to the Sweet, Sweet Swing and Blues Show on CKMS Radio, 100.3 Sound FM.
Those are two great songs, and just remind our listeners what those were again. It's the Palmetto Bug Stompers, right?
Yeah, so they were both the Palmetto Bug Stompers, and the first one was Moan You Moaners, and the second one was Old Feeling, both in the same kind of tempo, nice and relaxed, but they're fun.
Dance All Night. How big of a band is that anyway? Is that like five? Remember what they had?
About five, I think. Mm-hmm. In my mind, what stands out and what I was talking to you about earlier is the washboardist, because he just has a really neat style that you don't really see with many other washboard people. And people who also go down to New Orleans, including the washboardist for Combo Royale, would watch him play and then would try and emulate that. So that was kind of neat to talk to other washboardists.
There's just
about.
Not enough washboardists out
yes,
there.
Yes, exactly.
You know, washboard is a real instrument.
Yes, and it can
It's
also
like the spoons. You just never know when you get a good spoon and washboard player.
Exactly.
Well, have you guys ever seen the old bass drum guys? It was like a tub.
Yes, the wash tub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen
wash
it? I don't think I've ever seen a band do it, except on TV or something. But
when I was in Rochester for Stompology, they had a guy with a washtub bass, and it just struck me that I've heard them, but I didn't really see them until then, and I haven't seen one being used. And he was really good at it, and I think it was like I can't try to remember something with Baby Soda Pop or something like that. Mm-hmm. It was a small band, but it was. I was just like, that's neat.
So the Bug Stoppers played, did they do a late night set too, or just like what were they better at, did you think, and if they did play different times?
Well, the funny thing was actually this year they only really played the one time, and that was about from 4 till 7 because then or 4 till 8 because then the actual dance started at 9, and they would give people time to go home and you know, get ready or go to the hotel and get ready. I'm sure they continued throughout the night, and we kind of wanted to stay because they were that good.
Yeah.
It's like tearing the whole group apart, tearing them away from this music. They're like, no, I don't want to go and get ready and go somewhere else. But they played like basically almost in the afternoon, and it was still fine. Mm-hmm. Though timeline's a little bit skewed there, so you can basically play slower, fast jazz music at any time of the day.
So did they play like late night blues then? Were they like the late party? Did you guys? You probably hit a few of them, not?
Well, no. Actually, the funny thing is that they hit this medium tempo and then they go faster. They're a very fast band. Mm-hmm. I just happened to play two of their slower songs, so they're not the like really late night blues what you would think. Those were taken up by other smaller groups, other artists. That I hadn't heard of, but they were still quite good.
And those are the same ones that did the late night stuff. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
No, we had some interesting late night stuff. The locations were actually a little bit different this year, and those were pretty neat. Like the one of them was held at an old U.S. Mint building, so it looked like the actual building was pretty cavernous and white and stone and marble and fancy stuff. And then you know the actual blues dance was held in this one like kind of room with like you know blue mood lighting and wood paneling on the sides. I was like, I don't know, it was just an interesting
vintage.
I know, so
vintage like a washboardist.
A washboardist would fit in well there.
Exactly, you know, and there's like spoons. The coonskin hat and the stovepipe hat and
corncob pipe.
Yeah. New Orleans, so it had to be like you know, like a band with the trumpets going and this.
Well, even listen to that music, you can instantly identify that it's a New Orleans sound. Like it really does have the sound of.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have bands that just strictly do those funeral marches. You know how down there you get buried in New Orleans and the band plays ahead of you.
Oh, the second line type of parades type of thing.
Well, it's like I was watching James Bond one time, and then part of this plot was, you know, the bad guy was going to shoot James Bond when New Orleans while a band was going by, and they're playing funeral music like they.
Yeah, that's notorious. Actually, it's pretty classic that on the funeral, it's a funeral march. The funeral is a celebration of the person, so it's very mournful, going towards the grave, and then coming back is when they. Band leads the procession, and the procession comes back with a more upbeat tempo that celebrates, and now it's time to enjoy this person's life and things like those. So.
Like a wake.
Well, they also had weddings too as parades. You can actually hire, I think it was at the last year we saw the Cops that had a musical band. So these are policemen playing as like a wedding procession went through the streets after someone got married. So we thought that was pretty cool, because that was very different.
Is that down, like, in the entertainment quarter, like the French Quarter down there? Yes.
Yeah. Most people didn't go too far out of the French Quarter, just because most of the stuff is there. We went shopping on Magazine Street the one time, so we took a bus down. So we actually left the French Quarter, and I don't know why, but the one morning I'm like, I'm going to go for a run. Because I'm like, where am I? I brought stuff to do it. I don't know. I'm crazy.
So then, what is there for?
And then I went out and I went like outside the French Quarter, but in the morning it was gorgeous. I thought it was so neat.
Peaceful, nobody around. That's a good time to go.
And like the sun was coming out, but the architecture was amazing. And my laptop wallpaper is currently actually a picture from New Orleans. I didn't take it. I just think it's artistic. But it was, it was quiet, and the buildings are just really neat. Of course, this is,
I would say, of all the places that, like, you put the map out and you go, where do I want to go dance? Where do I want to go experience? Where do you want to... That was one that was on the list that I didn't get to, that I felt like I... Because I don't think it ever fit into my schedule, because their exchange, if I'm not mistaken, is I think February or something
like that, the Fleur de Lindy.
When they used to run that exchange, it was around the time where I just I couldn't get away and couldn't get down there because I was that, and I think Soulflex was the other one because they were both.
Oh yeah, Soulflex is in the first 2 weeks of January there sometime.
Yeah, very early in January that was.
Well, you know what? You and I are going to have to save up our shekels.
Yeah, we're going to have to. Because you're dying, because you already said today that you're looking for a holiday, a travel, something.
Actually, it's funny you mentioned it. A bunch of us were talking, O'Brien's and Elaine, about something we might want to do this, and that was New Orleans came up for the wintertime. So, I mean, basically, you go down any time and you have a good time.
Oh, yeah. Except, I mean, like, I don't know what the crowd is like during Mardi Gras, because, I mean, a lot of people have a different focus. You have a whole bunch of Lindy Hoppers who are coming into New Orleans. Sure, they're going to, you know, there can be, like, obviously a whole bunch of eating and drinking and, like, you know, walking around exploring. But when you do Mardi Gras, there's kind of a very different focus and a lot less dancing. So
yeah, dancing is not the primary at the Mardi Gras season.
I mean, most people kind of avoid Bourbon Street in general for, I mean, when you do UHS, because all the greatest stuff is kind of off on Frenchman Street or out somewhere else in the French Quarter.
Well, you know, we're going to soon get some promotional money from New Orleans Tourist Board, so we should probably keep rolling along here. I know, why don't I play a few ads here, and then we'll get back to our guests here and talk a little bit more about swing dancing and locations, and then we'll ask Mr. Benoit to maybe throw in a few songs and try somewhere. You want to play a little bluesy tonight? What are you thinking? What do you feel
like
tonight?
I don't know what you're talking about. Do I do those things?
From time to time.
You can try.
All right, let's play a few ads here, and we'll be back, folks. It's the Swing Jazz and Blues Show, and you're listening to us here on CKMS Radio, 100.3, Kitchener-Waterloo Radio, Community Radio, the best radio in the world. And we'll be back.
This is Amy Nyland, and you're listening to 100.3 SoundFM.ca, CKMS Radio! Every Monday night at Hepcats, the joyful sounds of swing jazz and blues music is played by local live bands or DJs. They will keep you dancing all night long starting at 9 p.m. Enjoy an introductory dance lesson starting at 8:30 p.m. included in the cover price. Hepcats is located at 42 Herb Street East, Waterloo. Please use the side door entrance. For more information, visit www.hepcathoppers.ca. Every Monday night at Hepcats, the joyful sounds of swing jazz and blues music is played by local live bands or DJs. They will keep you dancing all night long starting at 9 p.m. Enjoy an introductory dance lesson starting at 8:30 p.m. included in the cover price. Hepcats is located at 42 Herb Street East, Waterloo. Please use the side door entrance. For more information, visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
Shady Nook Farms, raising all-natural cattle with care. Are your local food source for beef? We have whole sides, half sides, hamburger, and summer sausage, and freezer packs. Locally raised and prepared, visit our website at shadynook.ca.
Hi, this is Gordon Webster, and you're listening to the Swingin' Blues Radio Show on CKMS 100.3.
Well, we're right back, folks. Here we go. It's it's still Thursday night, October the 25th, and I still have great guests, Jeff Benoit and Siktesh, and we're going to talk some more about New Orleans, but at the moment we're going to talk to Jeff about what's happening in the blues scene, if you'd like to be so kind. You're getting ready for lessons. They start in November, I think, right?
It's true. We're back at the Hepcat Hoppers to run a session starting November the 1st. It'll be a six-week session. It includes Blues 1 for anyone that would like to get an introduction to and learn the fundamentals of blues dancing, and a Blues 2 session, which anyone who's survived the Blues 1 and or have taken lessons in the past from Addicted to Dancing from our previous company that existed can come out and try it. I think our Blues 2 is from 7 till 8, and the Blues 1 is 8 till 9.
And that's Thursdays.
Thursday night.
Okay, so at your same time slot as before. That's good.
Tis true.
And before the radio show.
Yes. That's always good, too, because it makes for a full night. He gets worked so hard, he has to teach and then come out here and talk about music.
But they're not that far away.
No.
It's actually more convenient with the new location of the studio now.
Isn't this a great location?
It is a wonderful location.
And I have to say, when there's going to be Frat Burger Nights, it's also going to be very easy to get down here. So thank you for Well, thanks for whoever set this new place up, I have to say. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Well, it's easier than going biking down to Kitchener and getting all, you know, late and stuff.
Yeah. Here
in the middle of nowhere.
It's... Yeah.
This is all right, I know. When you guys, are you putting on the dance on the Fratburger, you think, for the next term? Or how long are you guys going to...
Oh, yeah, yeah. We had our October 1 last week, actually. Mm-hmm. That went really, really well. We didn't do it in September because we were asked not to, just because there's a whole bunch of frosh stuff that was going on. So, but yes, definitely it's in the works for... future months. I mean, it's really easy to set up, so and we're always welcome back because the people there are really awesome to us. I think they find it interesting. So
what happens at your dances? How does the dance work? What would you expect if I was not ever to have attended before? What would I expect if I was to show up to your dance?
Well, first, this one in particular starts with kind of people grab something to eat, usually. They come in, they sit down, get something to drink or eat, which is the great part about this event.
Very important to support your venue.
Yes, and people have been very good about it, too. I've been very, very happy with the turnout and kind of the participation.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I think all of our listeners and anybody in the swing dance scene knows... You got to support the venue you're in because...
Yes.
Right?
They go away very fast.
Yeah. And the dancers, we're dancing, so we're not eating and drinking. And the venue just really, on behalf of there, we should say, please support your local dance venue.
Yes.
Yes.
Whether it's just dancing or there's, you know, basically there's food involved or drink, whatever. So then, you know, and people...
Tip well.
Yes. And the food is yummy, so it doesn't really hurt. People willingly eat there.
So Fratburger is a burger?
Yes.
Is the focus.
And milkshake, actually. For a lot of people, the milkshakes are the part to go for. And, you know, we move the tables aside, the back part. It's very much kind of a vintagey feeling, kind of, I don't know, wood on the walls and weird, like, B-movie posters. And generally, even when we're not there, they play a lot of blues music. So that's what kind of gave us the idea when we first got there. We're like, oh, hey, this place plays a lot of blues, and it's kind of a neat place, and, you know, we could kind of envision moving the tables aside in the back corner and dancing. It's a quieter night for them anyway, so they don't mind moving the tables aside, and we just kind of dance for a couple hours. And what's great is that we can bring in a whole bunch of different people to DJ, so different styles and different types of blues and somewhat swing music. I wouldn't say, like old classic swing music, because... It doesn't really fit the venue. It doesn't fit what it was already. So just try and keep it within that style. So kind of the newer blues, even kind of more jivey, or like even Elvis type of stuff. Like kind of some off the wall 50s stuff is kind of
transitioning
nice.
To blues to rocks.
Yeah, version. Yeah. So I have a whole mix of stuff that I kind of have ready for Fratburger nights personally. So I can just kind of toss some stuff on.
And like you mentioned, that the management there likes the swing dancers. Like, in fact, that management there also are involved with Ethel's next door to us, and also previously was involved a lot with the KW's Blue Society with back in the day when it was, Pop the Gator, and what was the other place? So we're so lucky here at Kitchwater is that we have a great community that, and we have lots of people who are running fantastic venues. And you know, you folks down in Kitchener got the Boathouse people who have rallied to keep that thing going. So lots of support in the area for that. So support those venues that support the arts. It's good, whatever your city you live in. And we know people listening all over to our broadcast. And so go and support your local scene.
Well, it's amazing just how much there is for the blues in the area. I don't know if I would consider myself part of the Pop the Gator generation, but certainly the trickle down from that we got to experience when we came up and we started dancing, and Mel Brown and him starting at the now current Flying Dog, and I can't remember if it was called Flying Dog at the time, but I think they had the Blues and Q's Night, which I think Jeff originally had started with. And
yeah, actually, it's always been the Flying Dog, because they got those
gargoyle things.
Gargoyle things, yeah. Flying Dogs, I guess. Who'd have thought, right? Gargoyle things.
But yeah, that was the group that started there, and the Blues Society, the Grand River Blues Society, that continues to function. And yeah, definitely supporting and finding those places to go out and dance. And if they've got the Frat Burger that incorporates those things and those traditions and roots, and it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
You got some tunes queued up there, Jeff?
I might be able to find something here.
Okay, let me just run through a few announcements here, folks, before we get some of Jeff's tunes on the go here. And I think I'm going to just start right here with... this is episode 69, and I wanted to tell you that the University Swing Club, and as you, it says, a monthly swing. Is it always the third Thursday in the month? What do you guys do?
I try for third Thursday, but sometimes I try and also work it in with the Hamilton dance and make sure it's not 2 days in a row, because that'd be hard for both, for people to make it to both. But it's generally the third Thursday. Although, if you look at the schedule, sometimes it looks like I can't count.
New classes start November 1st at Hepcats. There's Lindy Hop, Charleston, Balboa, Blues, and West Coast Swing available. So there's something for every night of the week. Lots of fun. Swing Out to Victory, the Toronto edition. So I understand the Swing Out to Victory, which I think everybody's been down to that. You've been down to that too, haven't you, Jeff? The one down the big hangar down in Hamilton Airport?
Absolutely. So the skating rink, as you would otherwise call it.
Well, yeah, if it gets wet, it's pretty slick floor.
It is a slippery floor.
Yep, performers have to be careful, especially with that.
So that particular event is not on any longer, but Toronto has decided to take over it, and they're going to have... a World War II themed remembrance dance on Saturday, November the 10th. And so they encourage you to dress up, and it'll feature the Toronto All-Star Band, which I think is the band that plays usually at the Swing Out to Victory in Hamilton. Great band, a lot of fun. That's Toronto, and you can see more about that at www.odd-socks.org. There's a steel dance workshop coming up, and as you might know, whenever we have a celebration in the community, whether it's a birthday or a new visitor, you have what's called a steel dance, and it's good to do that as elegantly as possible.
Smooth?
Yes.
Find a smooth steel.
Yeah.
It's very important.
Well, it's nice, and it's. But don't feel hit anybody if you just want to steal a dance, because it's all for fun. But you can take a little lesson in how to do that in a different style, and that's coming up in September.
Take that class.
Okay, I have to say, though, the one that wasn't smooth and was really, really funny, and it was this guy who was from Perimeter, who worked at Perimeter like a couple of years back. So for some reason he brought in a cap gun to the to the dance, and then held the other lead at gunpoint, and then basically just shoot him out of the circle, and then stole the follow. I thought it was pretty awesome. I mean, it was a little bit just whoa, but it had style.
That is
emphasis. Memorable.
You can make it theatrical like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's if you want to. Okay. I don't know if they're going to teach how to shoot with a cap gun, but Sunday, November 11th, from 3:30 to 5 p.m. at Hepcats, they'll show you how to do that, and you should know the basic 8-count Lindy figures to come to that workshop, so you know where's an appropriate and gentle time to steal a dance, and there is a nice way to do it. Lesson-wise, last thing here I've got on the schedule is Learn the Jitterbug Stroll. That is Sunday, November the 25th, and also at Hepcats. And so I think they've still got movie nights too coming up on Sunday nights too.
I would think so. Yeah. I've actually made it to a couple of them. It was just kind of fun. It was relaxed. Chill.
I bet you it's down here in Moncton somewhere, because I think I remember seeing you were somewhere on one of these on Facebook or something. You were supposed to pay attention.
Oh, yeah, because I was texting during a movie, and then Dave decided to Facebook me, which is kind of counterintuitive for me to watch the movie.
It got your attention.
And last few notes before Jeff puts some music on here is that the jazz room at the Hewler Hotel is up and running. It's their second year. Every weekend, there's some stuff going on. So Jason White this Friday, Thursday, October 25th is, oh, that's already passed, isn't it? What day? Oh, that's today. That's tonight.
25?
Yeah.
That it's a tribute to Thelonious Monk. And on Saturday, October 27th, is a Dave Young Quartet. So you can go online to at the Grand River Jazz Society and see these listings. And it's a full schedule and a great night out if you like to sit and still to listen to your music. Of course, I don't like to sit still listen to music, so I have a little trouble with that. How about you guys? Doesn't the music make you want to get up and just...
Depending on the artist at the time, yes. Depending on the band at the time. Mm-hmm. But yes, the ability to have a conversation or perhaps discuss what you're hearing is a positive option to have.
All right, that's some very events, folks. So we're going to get back to some music. And Jeff, you got a few tunes lined up. Are you going to tell us what it is before or just surprise us?
I think I might just surprise the first one. While this is not an actual New Orleans song, it made me feel like a little New Orleans in this one.
Perfect.
Here we go.
Go ahead.
Tell me who's that writing John the River leader. Tell me who's that writing John the River leader. Who's that writing John the River leader wrote the book of the seven seals. Now God walked down in the cool of the day and called Adam by his name. But he refused to answer, 'cause he was naked in shame. So tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Who's that writing, John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals. Now Christ had 12 apostles, and 3 led away. He said, watch for me 1 hour while I go yonder and pray. And tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Who's that writing, John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals. Disciples, I said, meet me in Galilee and tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Who's that writing, John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals. Who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing. John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals. Thank you.
we have a super piano player here, Mr. Gene Harris. Gene Harris doing for you his version of Summertime. Gene